This is 89.1 WEMU, and another school year is underway. In Ann Arbor, it's not only students looking to build a future. The district itself is working to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions and do so by the year 2035, and it is taking definitive steps to get there. Here to take us through some of it and update us to where it stands now is Jason Bing. Jason is Director of Capital Programs for the Ann Arbor Schools, and thank you for making time today, Jason. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
I want to first go back to June of 2022. That's when the Ann Arbor School Board approved becoming the first district to sign on to DTE Energy's My Green Power program. It's a commitment of running the district with 100% clean energy. The idea back in 2022 was to accomplish that goal in 2024. That's this year. So has the district made it?
We've made a specific purchase of a commitment to purchase 25 million kilowatt hours. And that is the majority of the electrical consumption that the district uses right now. In addition, we have 10 solar arrays that are producing clean energy in the district. And we're working towards reducing as much energy that we consume as possible. So we're well on our way to 100%, but we're not quite there yet, but we can see it on the horizon.
Clearly, there is environmental benefit to using clean energy. I'm curious as to whether or not, we know long-term there's going to be cost benefit, but is there an immediate cost benefit as you've moved into this program?
Yeah, there's a 20-year projection of costs when we entered the My Green Power program. Over the first 5 years, there was a couple moments where we would be right at cost neutral to spending a little bit more to help capitalize the initial investments. Over the life of the 20-year period, we're going to be saving the district over $500,000.
Well, you mentioned the fact that the district has solar arrays in place, and if I'm not mistaken, the Ann Arbor Schools is the largest owner and operator of solar anywhere in the state among school districts. Is it something we're going to see expanded investment and commitment to?
Absolutely. The wonderful thing about solar is we install modules up on the roof, and we have, you know, anticipated savings connected with those modules, and we can track those. It's a sound investment from the district's perspective, and at the same time, you know, we're able to produce clean energy here on site, on campus. We will certainly be investing more, not only because, they are sound investments that help us meet our overall carbon neutrality goals and save us money, but DTE and the MPSC have recently changed some of the regulatory restrictions, which basically remove a cap that had been limiting the scale of systems. So we expect to actually be able to introduce larger rooftop arrays in the future, and that offers a lot of possibilities for the district.
We're talking with Jason Bing from the Ann Arbor School District on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. There is also a move to geothermal systems in the district, and how far along have the Ann Arbor Schools gotten in that process?
Yes. So with each of our new construction projects in the planning process, we're planning all electric HVAC systems, which foundationally are grounded in a geo-exchange system. In order to prepare for those new projects, we took the opportunity with two of our most recent energy efficiency upgrades at two middle school sites to introduce vertical wells and a geo-exchange system at our Clegg Middle School site and Forsyth Middle School site. And so we have two new geo-exchange systems that have become operational in this 2024 calendar year. That adds to our already existing Skyline High School geo-exchange system. So we are really excited about the potential for energy efficiency and renewable energy savings through those systems, and also moving towards all electric HVAC systems, which then position us for pairing with clean energy systems such as solar. It moves us to that, you know, that ultimate sweet spot where we're utilizing systems that can be supported through the on-site production of clean energy.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the word efficiency, because some of the buildings in the district are quite old. So I imagine there has to be a significant investment in efficiency.
Yes, it's much cheaper to save a kilowatt than it is to produce a kilowatt.
Right. You
know? But also, you know, with aging infrastructure, the equipment is often less efficient than some of the newer technology that is currently available to us. So as units fail, or we anticipate that they are nearing the end of their useful life, we are planning to introduce high efficiency equipment that's supported by high efficiency building automation systems and controls, which allow us to see and plan and program our buildings in ways that, you know, introduce energy management that hasn't been available to the district to this point.
One of the primary offenders in greenhouse gas emissions are the fleet of school buses that any district has to use. Most traditionally run on diesel. Ann Arbor has begun its transition to an electric fleet of buses, but it's a technology in evolution. Now, the first four buses the district put on the road came with some issues. Have those largely been addressed?
Yes, we have largely addressed issues with both the electric vehicles themselves and our charging infrastructure, largely in due to the continued participation of not only our amazing operational team that kind of stuck with us and worked out all the kinks, but also all the manufacturer of our electric buses, plus the distributor, plus DTE, and our infrastructure providers. Really, everybody stepped up to just make sure that, you know, we navigated some of the challenges and we're kind of on the other side.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation with Jason Bain continues. Jason is Director of Capital Programs for the Ann Arbor Public School District. Now, Ann Arbor has received funding to add four more electric buses to the fleet. When will those be up and running?
So we expect those to be up and running after they're delivered sometime early next year. So we're just going to be taking the purchase to our board for approval. And after that, we'll be working on implementing infrastructure upgrades to support the electrical charging infrastructure to support the four buses. And so early next year, we should have four more vehicles on the road.
Well, I hate to put you in the position of having to look into a crystal ball, but when might the Ann Arbor school bus fleet be fully electric?
That's a great question. We are actively sort of looking at how we, well, there's kind of a complicated answer and a simple answer. Our goal is to eliminate our scope one emissions, which include the consumption of fossil fuel use in our transportation fleet by 2035. So that is our target date for eliminating fossil fuel use or diesel fuel use. So we're building a plan to meet that goal. The question sort of remain, how do we get from here to there? And so there's likely an incremental investment strategy that relies on available incentives, readiness of technology, that relies on collaboration and commitment from our utilities, such as DTE, to help support investments in the infrastructure required to, you know, transition a fleet, and, you know, really coordinating on sort of a broader local level, how all of that infrastructure sort of integrates and relates to the various fleets, you know, various municipal fleets and the AAATA and all those other systems that need similar infrastructure.
We know that the district took a big financial hit in the last academic year and had to cut over $20 million from the budget. Have those cuts touched on the district's sustainability efforts for this academic year, or will it have impact as we move even further into that goal of reaching scope one greenhouse gas emission reduction by 2035?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know that it's clear the, you know, impacts that might affect us as we work on the operational side of things. What we're trying to do is make all the sound investments that we possibly can through our capital program, which is a separate set of monies from the general fund and operational expenses. So where we can continue to make investments in our infrastructure, we are doing that, and we are not slowing down in any way, connected to other events in the district. So, we're keeping steady with all of our capital investments towards eliminating Scope 1 emissions.
Well, I'd like to thank you for taking time to talk with me today and give us an update, Jason. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That is Jason Bing. He serves as Director of Capital Programs for the Ann Arbor Public School District. If you'd like more information on the school district's effort to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions, Scope 1 by 2035, well, just pay a visit to our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and we bring it to you every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.